大家下午好，欢迎大家来到恩泽教会，来参加今天的主日崇拜。Good afternoon, everyone. Yeah, welcome. I'm glad the brothers and sisters from Gideon's International with us. It's a special day. Thanks God. 宣召经文，诗篇。66篇一到四节。
Psalm 66:1-4.
全地当向神欢呼。
Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands.
歌颂他的名的荣耀，用赞美的言语将他的荣耀发明。
Sing forth the honor of his name, make his praise glorious.
当对神说，你的作为何等可畏。因你的大能，仇敌要投降你。
Say unto God, How terrible art thou in thy works! Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee.
全地要敬拜你，歌颂你，要歌颂你的名。
All the earth shall worship thee, and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name.
好，请大家起立，让我们用歌声来赞美我们的主。Please stand up. 你真伟大 How great is thou art? 这首歌我们用中英文一起唱，有三段。让我们一起来到神的面前。亲爱的主耶稣基督，求你光照我们，指明前面的道路。我们是何等的软弱，这世界 是何等的黑暗，你是我们唯一的希望，唯一的拯救，是你把我们从尘土中高举，在万人中拣选了我们，让我们能够成为你的儿女，让我们成为你福音的管道，用我们的亲身的经历来见证你的救恩，来传扬你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us all here this afternoon so we may have the opportunity to praise and learn more about the wonders of your majesty. Lord, please help us live righteous lives and spread the message of the gospel that we may act as lights upon the rest of the world. Let us not succumb to our fleshly desires, and rather bless us with the strength and determination to deal with the sins we currently struggle with. Glory to God in the highest. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，大家请坐。第二首歌 Pass it on， 这首歌有三段，我们用同声的方式唱。第三首歌一生爱你 I will love you with all my days， 这首歌我们唱两遍，然后副歌再重复一遍。
亲爱的宝贵耶稣， 今天我们要阅读的经文是罗马书第十章第十四到十八节。 Today's scripture is Romans chapter 10 verses 11 through 18. Let's read them together in English and Chinese. 罗马书第十章第十四到十八节，起。然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎么能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？若没有奉差者，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等之美。只是人没有都听从福音，因为以赛亚说，主啊，我们传的有谁信呢？可见传道是从听到来的，听到是从基督的话来的。但我说，人没有听见吗？诚然听见了，他们的声音传遍天下，他们的言语传到地极。下面请陈长老为我们祷告。
Let's pray. Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, we come before you. Because of your love and your name, you called us together here to worship you. We come with humble hearts. We come before you because you're holy. You said we must be holy. Oh God, cleanse us so that we have a pure heart before you. Today we have brother and sister coming here to glorify you, lift up our spirit here through the song. As we sang in the song, we'll love you all my days because you love us first, because you sacrificed your life to redeem us so that we know and we experience your love. And today, all your children coming here to worship you, to serve you, and we especially pray that your spirit will cover over the speaker, the translator, and each and everyone here, so that we will sense that God, you're the center of our worship. Your throne of grace set upon here, that we admire your glory here. We ask your blessing and we ask your guidance on our daily life so that we will walk on the path that will please you. We will not walk astray because your spirit always prompts us to follow you. 主耶稣，我们感谢你， 使我们今天在这样的时间，我们众弟兄姐妹一起在这里聚集，让我们聚集的时候，让我们的灵是被提升的，我们里面是喜乐的，欢欣快乐的，因为从诗歌里面说，我们要一生的服侍你，不是我们先爱你，乃是你先爱我们。尤其是今天有基甸会在我们当中一起来分享他们的工作，愿主你自己的灵也覆盖在讲的、翻的及每一位在座的听到主你话语的，求主一样的赐福，让我们在每天的道路中，我们知道主你天天引领我们，让我们不要行差踏错，求主你圣灵在我们心中做指引感动的工作。主，我们也感谢主，我们看到王友斌伯伯他已经经历了八次的化疗，主你一步一步的带领，我们也求主借着医生所做的各方面的配方治疗，求主施行怜悯医治。我们也把裴东如仰望在主的恩手，他身体极其的软弱，求主在这段时间让他经历到身体虽然软弱，但是灵里面有主你同在的喜乐和平安，求主加添力量在他们的家人当中。我们也特特的祈求主看顾保守杨阿姨，她在周五的时候意外的从椅子上滑倒，肩胛骨有裂有折，求主借着这段时间里面让他快快自然的恢复，在疼痛的时候所吃的药都能可以减轻他的疼痛。主啊，我们在这里求主继续带领我们教会前面的道路，因为你是在你是行走在灯台之中，你是握着每一个教会的，因为教会是在你的掌握当中，不是人在这里掌握，乃是你鉴察我们每一个人的心肠肺腑。你说主，你说我们要圣洁，因为你是圣洁的，你也保守我们的心思意念，因为一生的果效是从心发出，求主来保守我们。这样祈求祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名，阿们。 We're so grateful today we have a Gideon member among us, and our speaker today is Patrick Wally. Brother Patrick is a member of Gideon about 2 years, and he is a Christ follower for over 30 years. And today we are glad he will come here and share God's word. And currently he works for Apple. And today is our first time in our worship. And Oppo will translate for him. And we pray that God be leading his servant to preach to us.
I don't usually use a microphone, but I think we're on. Can everybody hear me okay in the back?
Wonderful.
So it was Christmas Eve in 1968, and the world witnessed history. The Apollo 8 spacecraft with its 3-man crew became the first manned spacecraft to exit the orbit of Earth.
在1968年圣诞节的前夕，世人见证了历史一刻。那个时候，亚波罗8号太空船承载的3位宇航人员进入了太空，环绕了太空。
Now these were times of riots, wars, assassination, and economic uncertainty, and the world needed a message of hope.
在那个时候， 全球各地有不同的动乱，像是暴乱啊，或是还有一些战争，还有一些暗杀的一些行动，并且是经济是在非常动荡的时候，所以世界上实在是需要一个希望，一个和平的一个信息。
Now prior to the launch, the crew had a nagging question that up in space, what message could they give the world that would help to unite them because they had become divided in so many ways?
就在发射升空之前呢，宇航员就有一个心里有一个重担，有一个问题，就想说，在这个世界上分崩离析的时候，这么动乱的时候，那他们能够与世人分享一个什么样的信息，能够把大家联系在一起呢？
The answer came from a writer named Joe. He was staying in a hotel and he got a Gideon Place Bible out of the nightstand and said, why don't we read from Genesis 1:1?
答案呢就在一位作家，他的名字叫 Joe 的那个从那边来的，他的想法，他建议说，为什么我们不从圣经中去寻找这个正确的答案呢？然后呢，他就刚好拿到一本他在住的那个旅馆机电会成员放的一本圣经在旅馆里头，那他打开来一看，就是创世纪第一章第一节。
So from space, they read, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
所以到后来在太空的当中，他们那个慢行太空的时候，宇航员他们念的就是创世纪第一章第一节，起初神创造天地。
They read 10 chapters.
到后来他们念了十章的圣经。
And they signed off saying, we close with good night, good luck, and Merry Christmas, and God bless all of you.
到最后结语的时候，他说在这边代表亚波罗八号的所有的宇航员，祝福大家有一个美好的晚安，然后有好运气，然后并且祝大家圣诞快乐，然后也愿神祝福所有在地球上美好的时刻的人都有一个美好的一天。
Now because a Gideon placed a Bible in a nightstand in a hotel, God's word was transmitted to billions.Of people at once.
因为大家都知道在基甸会的成员呢，他们都是义工，然后把神的话语，就是圣经，都是放在所有的旅馆的那个桌子上面。这样的话，所有的人住在旅馆的人都能够读到神的话语，信息到全世界千千万万上亿的人里头。
How many people came to know Jesus that day?
知不知道那天是有多少人认识了耶稣呢？
Is that me? Sorry. So who are the Gideons? Does everybody know who the Gideons are? Did everybody see these?
大家知不知道基甸会的成员是什么人呢？
Well, Gideons International is an association of Christian businessmen and professional men and women dedicated to telling people about Jesus. That's what we do. We tell people about Jesus.
所以国际基甸会的那个每一个成员是一批基督徒，或者是商人，或者是专业的人士与他们的配偶，他们专心致力于将耶稣的故事告诉给世人，就把圣经放在各处。
Now we do this by sharing personal testimony and providing Bibles and testaments to individuals around the world.
并且他们也个人做见证，分享神的话语，分送圣经，把神的话语分给大家。
Now the Gideons International began distributing the word of God in 1908, and since then we've placed or distributed more than 2 billion New Testaments and Bibles around the world.
自从1908年开始起，基甸会就开始分送圣经，直到目前为止，我们已经在全球各地各国各民族当中放过超过20亿本的圣经。
Now most of you know us by the hotel Bibles.
很多人都是透过在旅馆里头你们看到那本圣经才知道基甸会的。
But we also distribute God's words in hospitals, convalescent home, medical offices, shelters, prisons, and jails.
可是我们其实也在医院、老人院。或者是医务所，或者是一些庇护所，保护那些受害的人，或者是在监狱，或者是牢房，各地都分送圣经。
And we also hand out personal testaments to our neighbors, our friends, our family.
我们也给邻舍、好友、亲戚分送神的话语、圣经。
And people that we just meet. We also go to junior highs, high schools, and colleges. And many of you have probably seen this. You may have seen me out on the sidewalk handing these out to our youth.
其实有的时候我也是在我们家附近那个初中，然后站在学校门口发送这个圣经给所有的初中生们。有的时候说不定你们也见到我，觉得我很面熟。
And that's why we're here. I live in Folsom, and we need the missionary arm of the church locally. I mean, we're global, we're international, but we're talking about here today in your neighborhood, down the street at the high schools and the junior highs.
我是住在 Folsom 的人，然后呢，其实各位也就是在本地的一个宣教士，等于说是教会的一个拆传的一个支部。然后我们把所有的圣经，把所有的神的话语，都跟我们的邻舍，跟我们的社区的人员都能够分享。
And our goal is always to reach one more lost soul and give them the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
我们的目标是希望能够把神的话语跟每一个人都分享，希望他们能够借着这个读着圣经，认识耶稣，接受耶稣，成为他们个人救主。这个就是我们最大的目的。
And today there are so many ways to share the word and to learn about the Gideons.
现今的时代有很多很多的方式，我们都可以把神的话语跟大家分享。
Does everybody have one of these?
每个人都有手机吗？
A smartphone or a tablet or a computer, right? So Gideons.org is a website and it has a tremendous amount of resources, including a Bible app.
在基甸会的网站上有很多的信息，你都可以知道怎么样的将神的话语跟你的朋友们分享，然后在那个上面也有一些智能手机应用的一些程序可以使用。
And we also have testimonies and stories online about people that have received a testament just like this, opened it up, and became followers of Jesus.
我们在网站上有很多人自己个人的亲身的见证，见证说他们在如何的，因为就是打开了神的话语之后，就能够看到神的爱，然后接受主耶稣成为他们个人的救主，就从此就得救。
People are in dark places, and we try to bring the light to them.
在先进的世界，实在是有很多黑暗的地方，很多人都是处在一个黑暗的一个掌控的当中。我们需要把神的光、神的爱与他们分享。
And you can share the Bible through your smartphone. You can share it with people that you know. It's a wonderful resource.
你可以利用手机，上面有一些智能的一些应用的程序，你就可以跟你的亲朋好友分享神的爱。
And we also have, in the lobby, you'll see Gideon card display. So if you have somebody that has a birthday or some event in their life, you can send a Bible to the Gideon card.
待会儿出去的时候，在后面的桌子上或者在镜子处有一些基甸会的一些资料，你可以跟你的亲人分享。
So why are we here and how can you help?
为什么我们今天到贵教会当中来呢？然后你可以怎么样来帮助我们呢？
It's not just to hear me speak.
也不是只是专听我来个人来说话而已。
Actually, the idea of churches contributing to the distribution of God's word came from a pastor.
其实，透过教会来支持基甸会，或是跟基甸会一起同工呢，是经由一位牧师的一些想法。
Now, every dollar that you give goes 100% toward the printing, distribution, and packaging of these and these.
你所奉献的每一块钱，每一块银钱都是要用来印刷或者是运输或者分送这个圣经的费用，100%的投入在这些方面上。
Each one of these is about $1.25, and each one of these is about $5.
每一本小的大概是成本费用是1.25块美金，然后大的圣经是大约是5块美金的金额，这些都是成本费。
I'm not going to ask you to help us support some missionary in India or somebody in Malaysia that's starting a school. We're asking for support to help right here in the local neighborhoods.
我今天来不是请大家支持一些在印度的宣教士，或者是在有人他们要到马来西亚去开设一个学校那种的事工，不是的。我现在只是希望大家能够支持赞助印送圣经这件事工上。
So you have a chance.To help us be missionaries in our local neighborhood for our children, our college students, our firemen, our police, and people that we meet every single day.
你今天就有机会能够参与到一个宣教的事工。这个宣教的事工呢，是在你当地你住的地方，你可以跟学校的学生，或者是消防员，或者是警察，或者是医护人员，你跟他们分享神的话语。
And again, this is all about.Getting people to know Jesus.
主要的目的也就是希望所有的人，我们接触到的人都能够认识耶稣基督。
Now you can also help us by praying for us.
当然，你也可以为这个事工代祷，为我们祷告。
Gideon's our volunteer organization, and we go into some very dangerous places in this world because not everybody likes Christians.
基甸会的成员其实都是义工。到全球各地是为了传扬耶稣基督的名而做的，而且有的地方基督徒并不是很受欢迎，所以是非常危险的。
And we ask for your prayers for their safety and for open hearts, so that when they talk to people and they hand these out, that they are met with open hearts.
当你为他们代祷的时候，请为他们的安全、人身安全代祷，因为希望他们所接触的任何一个人。任何一个失丧的灵魂都能够打开他们的心门，接受耶稣基督成为他们个人的救主。
Now some of you, like me, may decide that you want to become a Gideon, like my brother John and Peter.
Yeah, 在座的有可能有几位呢，愿意像我一样，或者是那个约翰弟兄他的太太 Linda， 然后有一位彼得弟兄他在我们当中，他们这些人都是义工。
I'm just a regular guy.And I live in a regular house, and I tell people about Jesus by handing these to people.
我是其实一个普通人，住的房子也是很普通的一个茅舍。然后，可是我的重点就是说，希望能够把圣经分给我的认识的人、朋友，让他们能够接受耶稣，成为他们个人的救主。
So we encourage anybody that is interested.Ask us questions later and we'll be happy to help you.
所以我鼓励各位，任何人有兴趣成为基甸会的成员的话，待会儿会后我们都会在你的身旁，你有问题的话请向我们提问。
You want to hear a story?
你们想听故事吗？
Okay. So we were doing a distribution, we were handing these out at a junior high just around the corner, and Brother John was with me actually, and we were handing these out,And a kid named Moses came up to us and said, "Can I have some more of those to give to my friends?"
那天给大家说个故事。那天我们在一个初中学校门口发送这个圣经。那刚好那个约翰弟兄也是跟我在一起的。我们发送的时候呢，有一个年轻人跑到我们跟前来，他的名字叫做摩西，然后说我可不可以拿这本给我的朋友。
So we gave him some of these, and he went back to his friends, and then he came back and said, "Can I have some more?"
Oh, 他给他那个小朋友发了之后呢，他又跑回来跟我们要说，我可不可以再多要几本给我其他的好朋友？
This was someone your age.
那些小朋友，在座的这几位小孩。
And he did this for some time, and my thought was.If this young man is doing this now, what does his life look like in the future?
那个小孩来回跑了好几次之后，然后我的心里就在想，哇，这个小孩以后会成为什么样的人呢？因为很可能他也说不定就成为基甸会的会员了。
Because we went out with a few men and went up and said, here's a gift for you.
因为我们只是几个大人在学校门口发给这些小孩。
Now, there are other ways to give. We've got an insert. I think everybody got an insert in the bulletin today.
还有其他的方式能够支持基甸会。希望在那个周报的夹页里头有一些那个信封，是基甸会的信封。
You can tear off the envelope and place a check in here if you like.
你可以把那个信封拆下来之后，把你的那个支持的那个奉献
支
票放在里头，或者现金。
Or you can fill it out on the side.
或者是在侧页那边填上你的那个资料。
And if you have any questions, we'll be happy to help you.
假如说您还有任何疑问的话，我们很愿意给你作答。
You can also give online at Gideons.org.
当然，你可以用你的手机到网上去，到基甸会的网上去，查询更多的资料。
Or you can come up to us at the end of the service. We're going to have an offering at the end, and you can just donate there if you like.
或者是到最后我们在门口等您离开这个教会的时候，我们会请您奉献。
And remember, 100% of your donations goes to printing and getting these out to people.
别忘了，百分之百。所有你的奉献全部会用在运送、印刷、运送跟发送这个圣经的事工上。
You want to hear another story?
还要再听故事吗
？So why is this important?
为什么这个事情这么重要呢
？Because at one of the schools we went to, a young kid did this to the Bible.
哦，因为有一次我们到了学校的时候，有个小孩他就把这个圣经这样撕裂了。
And I bring this with me to remind me that we have an enemy.
我拿这个来给大家看，就是希望提醒大家，我们所做的事工时候，撒旦也在做攻击我们。
And it's real.
而且是真实的。
And in Brazil,
在巴西
we were doing a distribution.
在我们发送圣经的时候
and one man said, "Here's what I think of your Bible," and he threw it.
他对着我们说是我认为你们这个圣经应该怎么样呢他就转手就把这个圣经给丢了
onto the building across the street
丢到对接的一个大楼上
and he went away
然后他就走开了
a little bit later when they were cleaning up for the day
在晚上的时候要清扫街道的时候
a man came down covered in tar who was on the roof
有个工人，他是刚好做完屋顶，身上有一些那个漆，一些那个胶。
He said, "I was on the roof, getting ready to jump and take my life."
我在屋顶上工作的时候，铺那个胶的时候，我都想很想跳下来，真的是冒险要跳下来。
And this Bible hit me in the head.
然后刚好这个圣经竟然打到我的头上了。
And he said, "I want to know more about Jesus."
对，我很想知道耶稣到底是谁。
And that young man gave his life to Jesus.
然后马上这个年轻人就把他的生命献给耶稣基督。
So you never know.
所以你从来没有办法设想到底是会怎么样。
Just like this.
就像这本书被这本圣经被撕裂了样子。
May help someone come to Jesus.
也很可能帮助某一些人认识耶稣基督。
How much more time do we have?
Still on.
Okay. You want more? Okay. So John and I were doing a placement. We opened up a hotel at the Fairfield Inn. Fairfield Inn, Folsom.
Yeah, newly opened.
Newly opened hotel, right.
我记得在那个去那个 hostel 那个上面有新开的有个旅馆叫 Fairfield Hotel。那然后约翰兄弟跟我就是在那边要放圣经了。
And they asked us to come and fill their hotel with the Bibles.
是，他们就请我们去把圣经放在每一个旅馆的房间里。
And it was raining. Oh, it was raining so hard.
那天真的是倾盆大雨。
And we went in and prayed with the staff.
我们去跟这个在里头的工作的员工一起祷告。
And then we were able to witness to them a little bit about how this works.
我们也跟这些员工们稍微解释了一下，到底是这个放送圣经事工到底是怎么运作的。
Because in the front of every one of these is helpers, suggestions.
在这个圣经的前面都有一些帮助人不同的话题来帮助人的各种经文放在前面。
And a way to go to Jesus.
特别也是提到，假如说想要认识耶稣的话，有特别的经文可以帮助你来认识，跟一般的圣经不太一样的。
More? I don't know more. Another story?
还要再听吗？
So I really thank you all for letting me be here and share. I know that the Gideons have come several times, so you kind of know what we do.
今天我能够被邀请到贵教会来跟大家分享，因为我们基金会成员已经过去这几年已经来过几次了，我很感谢大家再邀请我们。
And I want to show you where your donations go.
我想跟大家分享一下，在那个你的夹页里头，或者是待会儿出去的时候，你会拿到有一张夹页，那里头就会跟你讲你的钱、你的奉献到底是到了世界上哪些国家。
Yeah, so over 200 countries, territories, and provinces.
在这个图里头，你可以看到一个全球的地图，超过200个国家都得到基甸会所发送的圣经。
And 150 languages, including.
那个所用的语文有150种，其中还包括中文，有简体的，有繁体的。
And we and I want I'm going to wrap up, but on the Bible app, it actually is in Chinese, right? We listened to it a little bit this morning.
刚刚我们在开会之前，他给我看了那个手机上用那个智能手机上面有一个运用的方程式，里头有简体中文，也有繁体中文。然后现在他就想要让大家听一下。
Can I play it?
Yes, go ahead.
So last week you went over Hebrews 12:1.
上一周我们
崇拜的时候读到希伯来书12:1。希伯来书12:12。Hebrews 12:12。我们既然有这么多的见证人，像云彩围绕着我们，就应该脱下各种拖累和容易缠住我们的罪，以坚忍的。That's
on the Bible app, and you can share that with people that may not know how to speak English.
你可以用这个智能手机上面的方程式，然后帮助一些没有办法了解中文的人能够听到中文。And
I just want to leave you today with a verse that I personally think is just so important.
在我结束之前，我想跟大家分享有几节是我认为非常非常重要的经文。And
that is John 3:16-17.
就是约翰福音第三章16节到17节。
Do you want to read it first?
约翰福音3:16-17。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子到世上来，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Help us save one more, won't you? Thank you, Opal. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you for having us out here. We look forward to meeting you in the fellowship hall afterwards. Over here. Excuse me, over here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brother Patrick, and we're glad today you have sharing here so that it encourages us, even though we're in different profession, different area, different offices, but we can also share the gospel, make a good witness, because we are His children. This is the purpose of our life here, and this is the perfect purpose that God save us so that we can share this good news to many of others. 我们很高兴 Patrick 弟兄今天在我们当中来分享。我们在座也是不同的职业工作，在不同的场合、公司、单位工作，我们都可以为主生活，为主做见证，把美好的 福音的信息传给还没有得到的人。下面我们是 So, 圣餐的时间, we're going to have communion. The two ordinances of the church are baptism and the Lord's table. 在教会的礼仪里面有两件事，也就是新约圣经给我们的教导。第一个是敬礼，再来一个是守圣餐。有的人说主餐，在圣经里面用不同的名称。So this coming Easter, we have chance for those who already received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and this is a chance that you can obey His commands to take a step to get baptized, to witness to the world, to the people, to the friends. 这一次的复活节，我们还有一次宝贵的机会。已经接受主的，我们都可以来做见证，顺服主的命令，接受洗礼来见证。当我们信主之后，我们的见证是从心里面来顺服主的旨意。After we have received Him as our personal Savior, we obey His command, and through our willingness, not by force from others. And today we're going to read a few passages from the Scripture. 今天我们要读几段的经文，是在路加福音的22章14到20节。 The passage from Luke chapter 22 verse 14 to 20, so that we can read together and prepare ourselves. 让我们一起来读这一段经文，同时也就预备我们的心。 We can read both in English or Mandarin, whichever you prefer. 来，一起来。
时候到了，耶稣坐席，使徒也和他同坐。耶稣对他们说，我们愿意在受害以前和你们吃这逾越节的宴席。我告诉你们，我不再吃这宴席，直到成就在神国里。耶稣接过杯来，祝谢了，对，拿杯，大家对着喝。我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄酒，只等神国来到。又拿起杯来，祝谢了，就拨开递给他们，说：这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们也应当如此行。为了纪念我，饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我血所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。”
Every time we remind ourselves and our congregation, communion is a time.Let us remember, and it reminds us that Jesus died on the cross for the whole world. But only those who repent and receive Him got the saving grace through His redemption. 每次我们在守圣餐的时候，我们都会反复的提醒，这圣餐是让我们想起主耶稣在十字架上的死是为所有的世人，但是只有少部分，只有那些愿意相信悔改接受的人可以得到神的恩典。 So when we looking back, the history told usJesus died on the cross. 当我们往后往前以前的历史上看的时候，记载耶稣确实死在十字架上。 but for God's eternal plan. He sent His only Son die on the cross just to cleanse us, to save us, to wash away our sin. 从历史上看，主耶稣确实死在十字架上，但是从神的救赎、永恒的救赎的旨意上，他确实洗净世人的罪，洗净我们的不义。When we look forward, this reminds us that we have a hope.We are anticipating that He is coming back. 当我们往前看的时候，我们知道我们有个盼望，也就是主会再来，我们也是等待他的再来。 And this cup and the bread remind us too that we examine ourselves before we comeTo the Lord's table. 借助这饼和杯，同时也提醒我们，让我们可以省察自己，让主来鉴察我们的心，是否我们还隐藏任何的罪。We ask Him to wash our sins, even though those unknown that.The Spirit, the Holy Spirit will show us. 甚至我们所知道的罪，求神赦免我们的罪，甚至那些我们不知道的，也求圣灵光照，我们求主赦免。因为我们没有一个人是完全的。Nobody is perfect, but through His grace, through our repentance, God forgives us, cleanses us. 没有一个是完全人，但是我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们的不义。Once again,We would like to encourage all the believers who get baptized to participate and to commemorate Jesus' death and resurrection through this bread and cup. 接着我们在领受这饼杯的时候我们知道他为我们死为我们复活 We have a moment of silence Prepare ourselves before the bread and cup 我们有一段安静的时候预备我们的心来领受这饼和杯。事务员到前面。我们要请龙宝弟兄为主献。
我们低头祷告，天父，我们感谢你，在我们纪念这饼的时候，我们就想起你为我们罪的缘故，你的身体为我们破碎，这是一个何等大的爱，为的是能够与我们父神和好。每当我们纪念这个饼的时候，我们就想到主啊，你给我们每个基督徒一个很好的榜样，就是一个爱人如己呀，主啊，你给我们，当我们纪念的时候，我们时刻提醒我们，我们基督徒要像你一样，用生命来影响生命，能够这个爱人如己，能够在我们在平时的我们的工作当中，我们的生活当中，能够用我们自己的行为来影响别人，使他们来接受你为个人的救主。我们在感谢祷告，乃是奉耶稣的名求，阿门。
下面我们请文雄为杯祝谢。 天父上帝，真是感谢你差派你的独生子耶稣基督来到世上，他的身体为我们破碎，他的宝血为我们流，我们真是感谢神奉献残酷高深的爱，把我们在这里在永恒杯里面再次来求神，真是来鉴察我们，知道我们的心思，试炼我们，知道我们的意念，是看我们健康内心有没有恶性没有，引导我们走永生的路。我们真是感谢神，真是我们求神圣灵在我们当中带领我们走前面神圣的道路。我们感谢神，我们真是感恩祷告，十分耶稣基督的恩求，阿门。
Juice in this cup symbolized the blood that Jesus shed on the cross and that washed away our sin who believed in him and asked for his forgiveness. 这杯里面的葡萄汁是主耶稣象征他在十字架上为我们所流的宝血，洗净我们的罪，凡求告的他都赦免我们的罪。 And this is also a new covenant that he said for us. 同时这也是立誓约的约，对我们每位信靠他的人。 May we drink this and looking forward to his coming. 当我们饮这杯的时候，我们等待他的再来。 Shall we? 一起来。
首先让我们来欢迎一下新朋友，先看看有没有今天第一次来我们教会的朋友。 We would like to welcome new friends. If this is the first time you visit our church, you've never been here before, please stand up and introduce yourself. I will report the following items. 第一个呢，就是如果你愿意奉献给基甸会的，请把支票抬头写 Gideon International， 然后把支票放在奉献箱里。If you like to donate to the Gideon International, please write your check and then pay to Gideon International and put it in our donation box. 然后呢？复活节崇拜呢有受浸典礼，是4月16日。凡是愿意相信接受主耶稣为个人救主，愿意顺服主耶稣的命令者呢，青少年呢请向罗龙宝弟兄报名，成年呢请向李金龙弟兄报名。今天呢是报名的最后一天。 And Easter will have a baptism on April 16th. So you want to participate in the baptism, you want to be baptized, please talk to Brother Bob Law, and today is the last day for registration. 然后下一季新一季的主日学呢，启示录现在已经开始了，鼓励大家都参加。 The new season of the Sunday study is Revelation has already started. You're all welcome to participate. 然后戴维斯教会的周思杰师母将在这个星期五，就3月10日的晚上7:30，到我们的教会来举办婚姻讲座，欢迎弟兄姐妹预留时间，并且邀请朋友们参加。如果你有问题呢，可以向曹红弟兄联系。 And this Friday at 7:30 p.m. and David's church Mrs. Chen will have a hello seminar of marriage seminar. If interested, please welcome. 这复活节的诗班呢，将会从今天崇拜完以后呢开始练习。因为我们今天结束比较早呢，所以我们从4:35开始，是吧？ 然后预计呢，一共有六次练习时间，希望弟兄姐妹们受过洗的弟兄姐妹们参加。Easter choir will start practice today and at 4:35 p.m. today, and then we'll have six practices. 下个主日呢，3月12号呢是夏令时的开始，然后呢，把时间，请大家把时间拨快一个小时相继。Next Sunday will be daylight saving time. Please move your time forward in 1 hour. 好，下面我们请大家起立，我们唱三一颂。
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠，上帝的慈爱和圣灵的感动始终与我们同在 ，from now on till forever. 一直与我们同在，是奉主耶稣的名 ，Amen. 请坐。Please be seated and fellowship. Hall has refreshment for everyone, and you are welcome to stay behind. 在交易厅有点心，欢迎每位都可以留下。